This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center, and she's looking forward to a holiday.
Yay! Yes, I am. I hope everybody's looking forward to the holiday.
Yeah.
We all need the break, I think. And
yes.
It's going to be fun. There's so much going on with fireworks and the rodeo and baseball and all those wonderful things.
Parades, baseball.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you look hard, you can find apple pie.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful to find some apple pie. And there's also, speaking of apple pie, there's First Friday at Bentonville Friday night.
That's correct.
And I believe apple pie might be one of their themes.
It is. So we do have baseball, parades, and apple pie.
Hot dogs.
Yep.
And art. We got that too. So that works too.
What's happening at Walton Arts Center?
Well, right now we have a Broadway show actually loading in and working on their technical stuff, and we'll talk more about that later on, but it's unusual for us to have a Broadway show in July. Their technical crew is here right now, and their cast will actually arrive on the 4th of July.
Hmm.
So while some of us are getting a break, our tech crew, unfortunately, will not be having much of a break over the holiday, but they'll get to take the time later on. And just a little reminder, there are only two shows of this. You know, normally we'll bring Broadway in for more than that, but this is a special circumstance, and we'll go a little more in detail later on about that. But again, that's the 9th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. That is Saturday. And I jumped the gun a little bit because actually tomorrow night we have Rodney Carrington at the Amp. That's a 7:30 show. And he's a comedian, country music guy. And I think that will be an interesting combination. And it's going to be hot. But also there'll be a nice breeze hopefully coming through, and it'll be a nice way to kick off your holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe the following day, the Uptown Fayetteville Association is putting on a whole day long worth of festivities around the 4th of July, and I believe there will be fireworks on Saturday, also at the Amp. Next weekend, we have Guys and Dolls, and then the following week, we have the B-52s at the Amp as well, and Ultra Suede, a lovely local group, will be opening for them, so that is on the 14th, Bastille Day. the B-52s, Bastille Day, I'm not sure what the connection is other than it's just that date. But so 7:30 show for that. And then 2 days later, we will have Eldar Zhandarov, the first performer in the Summer Jazz Festival, the Summer Jazz Series in our Star Theater. So actually got a couple things going on in the next few weeks. It's a quieter time for us, but it's, you know, a few things here and there. And then, of course, we've got all kinds of subscriptions on sale for next season.
And single tickets? Can we get single tickets for
things yet? We're close to that.
Okay.
Single tickets will go on sale. We have a new date. We've finally locked it in. It will go on sale July 26th. And then you can also buy your Sona subscription right now, which is the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. They're 5-show season. And you can buy your Theater Squared subscription right now, 4 shows, their season as well. So all of those subscriptions are on sale through the Walton Arts Center box office, 443-5600 or waltonartcenter.org.
You could walk up with a credit card, put it down at the window and say, give me all the subscriptions.
You could.
You could do that.
And if you did that, I would buy you lunch. So if anybody out there does that, let me know. I will definitely take you to lunch after that.
And you mentioned Guys and Dolls coming in on the 4th because what they're going to do here is get ready for a tour.
Yes.
Kind of like what Blue Man Group did last year?
Yes, very similar. And actually, this is something that Walton Arts Center has done for the last 7 or 8 years. We've become a place where tours come to, it's called mounting a tour, where they come to basically get prepared for taking the show out on the road. Guys and Dolls is an unusual situation because it is a summer tour, so it only goes to a couple of cities. And it's not like Blue Man Group. Blue Man Group mounted here. They were here for almost, gosh, I think it was almost a month of technical and rehearsal time. Then they performed for us, and then off they went. And they're still touring that same show that they did here.
That started here.
Yeah. And so Guys and Dolls will be like that, only on a much smaller scale. Right. They'll only go to 4 or 5 cities over the course of the summer.
The idea here is that if you're a touring group, it's hard to find a place to mount the show because you're taking space up for a while.
Correct.
So if you can find a venue that maybe is a little bit quieter.
Yep.
And then you provide that venue's local audience with the premiere of the show.
Yeah, you get to see the premiere of the show, which is always wonderful. But what I'm learning about with this that I think is so great is you get to have these technicians and these artists, and they're here in residence for some time. So not only do they get to, you know, be in our theater and we get the fun of that, they're living here, they're staying in our hotels, they're eating in our restaurants, they're shopping at our stores, and they're also our crew is working really hard for them. So it becomes this wonderful engine of economic development and artistic development that really sort of is not usual for a place like Walton Arts Center. I mean, it's we've mounted, I believe it's, this will be our seventh or our eighth performance of a Broadway tour, everything from The Music Man a while back to The Graduate with Morgan Fairchild. Blast was mounted here, A Chorus Line. We had a production of Aida. That was one of my first shows, was Aida, and Blue Man Group. Plus, I think we also did The Wedding Singer last year, and we have Guys and Dolls this year. So do
companies, do productions contact you? How does that?
It's an interesting process, and there's a lot of credit needs to go to our programming department, Jenny Taylor Swain, who makes the deals to bring our shows in. When a new tour is about to go out, the word starts to trickle down through the booking agents and through the producers that they're about to tour and they're likely going to need a place. And so if the scheduling of it appears to mesh with our schedule, Jenny will sort of start making phone calls and saying, well, what would you think, what would it take for you to mount the show here at Walton Arts Center? But it's really unique, and it raises the profile of Walton Arts Center.
That's what I was going to ask, if that extends your reputation beyond Northwest Arkansas, Arkansas, and the Midwest.
It absolutely does. Last year when Blue Man Group was here, one of the fun things that happened with Blue Man Group was it was so popular here that we didn't have to do an awful lot of actual formal marketing. And so we got invited to go to all these shows have marketing forums where they bring all the markets together and they tell tips about how to make the show work. So I got to go to that and sort of talk about Fayetteville and why Fayetteville was so successful. And when I got to see the show again, and this was in Cleveland, I opened the program and sure enough, there was Walton Arts Center listed in the main playbill for Blue Man Group, you know, rehearsed at Walton Arts Center, Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so that goes out to the entire country. Everywhere Blue Man Group goes, they take that experience with them. And so from that perspective, it's terrific. But it also, you know, it cements our relationship with the booking agents, and those are the folks that help us bring in the Broadway shows. And it also gives us, you know, a reputation as a place where these artists and these creative people want to come here.
And as for an audience member, and maybe this is projecting a little bit, but anytime Les Mis or something comes in, opening night's exciting. Mm-hmm. But when you have opening night here, you know there are butterflies on stage.
Yeah, for sure.
They're doing it in front of an audience for the very first time.
I mean, if you think about what these touring actors and actresses do and just how often they have an opening night, you know, they'll have an opening night one Tuesday, they'll finish their run, they'll leave Sunday, they'll have another opening night the following Tuesday. But there's only one opening night for the first time you've done it in front of an audience on your new tour. And for Guys and Dolls and for all these shows that we mentioned, that happens here. And that's pretty special.
Any information more about Walton Arts Center? People can go to waltonartscenter.org.
waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600 for tickets. And you can come down and visit us at the box office. Parking is free till 2 o'clock. So if you come down to Dixon Street and have lunch, then you can stop by and get your tickets.
Jody, thanks.
Thanks, Kyle.